Sorry about not having a column last week, but a previous commitment needed to be addressed. Now back to your regularly scheduled column. Like a large number of people, I was saddened to find out Vital Shank had passed. I first met Vital when I was a teenager. He and I got along like gangbusters as he attempted to teach me to speak French. I needed one credit to graduate and my mom had made arrangements for Vital to tutor me. His patience and thoughtfulness, which I severely tested, allowed me to get that credit and graduate. Later on in life, I had the distinct pleasure to work with Vital as a board member with a local group. Related. Longtime coach had knack for getting most out of athletes. As an educator and coach, Vital had a profound effect on a large number of our youth. His lasting legacy can be found in the fond memories of all he helped. Thanks, Mr. Shank. Merci, Monsieur Shank. In one of my last columns 10 years ago with the Times, I wrote about a young and up-and-coming Timmins native who was making a name for himself in the coaching world in Europe. Well, this past Friday I had the pleasure of having brunch with that same coach at the MAC. Pierre Beaulieu is now coaching in the DEL, German Pro League, which is pretty much the top pro league outside the NHL, with the Iserlohn Roosters. Pierre was home visiting friends and family and left Sunday. After a great morning of catching up, Pierre agreed to an interview that will appear here soon. It was a great weekend for Canadian athletes. Nick Taylor's historic win, and putt, at the Canadian Open, a triumphant return to pro tennis by Milos Raonic and an NBA championship for Jamal Murray. Congratulations to good friend Ted Zients, who became president of the Northern Ontario Hockey Association, NOHA. At last month's annual meeting held here in Timmins, Ted joins a long line of area hockey people who have led the association as president. An awesome Stanley Cup playoffs came to an end with the Vegas Golden Knights steamrolling the Florida Panthers on Tuesday. I heard a lot of people commenting that they weren't all that interested in the finals because it was Vegas and Florida. You know, two unfamiliar American teams. Well, according to NHL.com, Vegas has 19 Canadians on their playoff roster, including the Conn Smythe winner, while Florida has 16 Canadians on their roster. So a cup final featuring two teams whose rosters are dominated by Canadians seemed unappealing? The teams may be American, but the content is about as Canadian as it can get. Like a lot of people, I did not pick Vegas to win the cup. Am I surprised they won? Not really. I thought they could not win a cup because of their lack of goaltending experience. Well, so much for that. So with solid goaltending in place, the Knights' supreme defense corps and the deepest forward group in the playoffs, the Knights put on a clinic on playoff hockey. As a fan, I was happy to see them win and admired the process they believed in. I was also very happy to see a northern kid from the Sioux, Michael Amadio, get his name etched on a Stanley Cup. See, Sue's Michael Amadio hoists Stanley Cup. Was a little disappointed to see about 20 minutes after they won that Vegas was the 8th-ranked team per betting odds for next year's Cup. Really? That's 5 spots below the Leafs. Only in Canada could we find media touting the Leafs as a Stanley Cup favorite while the current champion's beer and champagne is still cold. And just how do the Leafs go from 4-1 losers in the second round with no significant additions, a number of significant deletions and some critical signings not yet in place, to the number 3 best betting odds for a cup? Can we just let Las Vegas players and fans enjoy their well-deserved championship without this useless tidbit being bandied about? A little respect for the champions, please. Later skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully. Send us an email.